This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The governor's office is providing an update on the condition of First Gentleman Marlon Reese, admitted to the hospital yesterday with worsening COVID symptoms. Reese has normal oxygen saturation and has not required oxygen. He has received dexamethasone for inflammation in addition to remdesivir. Governor Polis is no longer experiencing symptoms 9 days after he and his partner tested positive. Data released today shows some concerning signs of a post-Thanksgiving rise in COVID numbers. Positive tests out of the total number of tests taken rose after dropping for 4 days in a row. Also, more people have been hospitalized with the virus. Thanksgiving marked the deadliest week of the pandemic in Colorado so far, with nearly 250 people passing away. When Japan attacked Pearl Harbor, 20-year-old Ruth Helen Karn, now 98 years old, decided to join the Navy. During the war, her job was to send sailors to their assignments after boot camp.
You want to do your part. You want to help do something to get this over with. So that's how I felt I could do it, by going in and doing my part.
Karn lives in Grand Junction. Last spring, the Pew Research Center found there are fewer than 15,000 World War II female veterans still alive in the U.S. 40 in Denver, 30 in Vail. This is CPR News.